The Africa director of the United Nations Population Fund, Fama Ba, says while money has been spent on new hospitals and clinics, many developing countries have a hard time keeping staff from leaving for jobs in wealthier countries.
They are facing the outflow of health personnel going to the north. You can go to some health facilities and you don't find anybody to be able to attend to the people down there. And this has the consequent impact on the level of increase in maternal mortality in many areas.
Ba says there have been success stories in reducing the numbers of women dying in childbirth in Africa. Senegal, she says, reduced its maternal mortality rate by 20% over the last decade by working with community organizations and building new health centers. Ba says spending money on women's health and family planning is sound economic policy.
Half of the population is constituted by women, and this is confirmed by many studies that investing in reproductive health and family planning is absolutely critical to empower women and to have them contribute to their full potential to the development of their country.
The UN's Millennium Development Goals call for more investment in sexual and reproductive health to reduce poverty in half by 2015. The World Body estimates 2 in 3 Africans have no access to essential services such as family planning, maternal health care, and HIV prevention and treatment. Jordan Davis for VOA News, Dakar.